I'm Mario Ritter Jr.
Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. The organization representing families of hostages held in the Gaza Strip is celebrating the news that three male hostages will be released Saturday as part of the ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas. The Hostages Families Forum said Friday it, quote, welcomes the joyous news. On Thursday, Hamas released eight hostages in exchange for 110 Palestinian prisoners held by Israel. U.S. authorities said on Thursday it was not yet clear why a regional jet and a U.S. Army helicopter collided at a Washington airport, killing 67 people in the deadliest U.S. air disaster in more than 20 years. Investigators on Thursday recovered the so-called black boxes from the passenger plane. Gabe Singer from Reuters reports.
The cause remains unclear. Radio communication showed that air traffic controllers alerted the helicopter about the approaching American Airlines jet and ordered it to change course. For aviation experts like Daniel Bubb, those details are difficult to square.
The air traffic controller apparently was talking to the helicopter pilot and said, maintain visual separation from the American Airlines jet. And apparently that pilot acknowledged those instructions. So that's why I think this is very perplexing. It's hard to know. You know, did the helicopter pilot get confused? Was there a medical episode?
Names of all the victims have not been released, but they included promising young figure skaters and people from Kansas, where the flight originated.
Gabe Singer for Reuters. Norwegian police said on Friday they had seized and boarded a Norwegian ship with an all-Russian crew on suspicion of involvement in causing damage to a telecoms cable in the Baltic Sea. The ship, named as Silver Dania, was seized at the request of Latvian authorities and with the help of Norway's Coast Guard. The Baltic Sea region is on high alert after a string of power cable, telecom link, and gas pipeline outages since Russia invaded Ukraine in 2020.